This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, it is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Michael,
and Captain Kickass.
So welcome to the program. Of course, you can talk about whatever you want. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. Our phones are open for you. On the way here tonight, we didn't get to it over the weekend. There was all this news from various different places around the world about massive protests. We covered Catalonia in some detail, 500,000 people in the streets in Barcelona on Friday. Of course, Hong Kong protests continued despite a ban against protesting.
That's not going to work.
It didn't stop them. They still kept at it. So we covered those two this weekend, and we didn't get to the one in Lebanon, so we can talk about that a little bit later here tonight, but I don't want it to be all mass protests. We do have, in other news, gaming addiction to discuss here tonight, and Captain Kickass, you and I both had topics that were similar here. You've got a story that actually goes back in time and looks at gaming addiction from long before there were video game addictions. The story I have is about specifically video game addiction. This is the new hot thing for parents to be over-concerned with. Of course, government bureaucrats, psychologists or psychiatrists, people that want to have more clients for their business of telling people how to live and what they should think. That's what's driving a lot of this video game addiction fervor.
The busybodies.
Now, that's not to say that there aren't people who have problems.
Sure.
And that there aren't people who have, say, lost their girlfriend or fiancé or lost their job or, yeah, because they're addicted to some game or another. So from the Los Angeles Times, from Seoul, South Korea, his video game habit started in middle school. His bedroom door was always locked, and when his grandmother stood on the veranda and peered through his window, he was invariably engrossed in an on-screen gunfight. Eventually began disappearing to play at internet cafes. Night after night, she would search for him, and he would try to evade her. Now, he's 21 and unemployed. In June, at his grandfather's funeral, he was playing games on his phone. Quote, "There wasn't a day he'd go without playing," said his grandmother, who raised him and felt so ashamed by his situation that she would speak only on the condition that her family not be named. She said, "Games ruined the child." That's a controversial opinion in South Korea these days, where video games are practically the national pastime, played by the majority of adults and more than 90% of adolescents. Rising concerns over the effects of games on mental health have been met with skepticism and disdain by the $13 billion gaming industry. And they should be met with skepticism and disdain. If you've got 90% of adults who are doing a thing, well, that guarantees you that there's some crazy people in that 90%.
Obviously.
Yeah. You don't see 90% of people playing video games to excess like this guy did.
No, that's true. And so what percent of the 90% is actually, you know, horrifically addicted, damaging, you know, level addicted?
I think that's going to be a very small number.
Yeah. Well, and what we know from, you know, addiction in general is that it's always a form of escapism, right?
Correct.
There's something else going on in, say, this kid's life that you've illustrated that, you know, he feels the need for escapism, and so he just happens to turn to the glowing box.
Which, yeah, it's a convenient method. I mean, there's a glowing box on your computer. There's one on your phone. We have them everywhere, right? We have these windows.
There's a term that's come up, I don't know, in the last decade or so, that I keep seeing on, you know, my feeds of news and social media and that kind of thing. It's called screen time.
Mm-hmm.
We got to limit your child's screen time.
I've seen this.
And, like,
it's now an app.
Oh, really?
But it's a feature on the new version of iOS.
Wow. To say you can't use this thing more than X amount of
right.
per day?
And you can
day?
Buy specific apps and lock them out for specific hours.
Yes, control your child's screen time with the convenience of an app. I don't know about you. I mean, I know kind of, you know, you do this a lot, and, you know, I've done the podcast. I'm a musician. I've spent so much time in front of screens.
Oh, it's my life.
But it's funny. I make fun of it. I call it staring at the glowing box.
Yeah.
Right? That's my term for it. So
I don't feel like
I'm addicted to it. So, I mean, you know, how do you evaluate that on anybody?
Well, you can evaluate addiction. I mean, there's certain levels of addiction that have an effect on somebody, right? So if your addiction is a habit and it's not really an addiction, meaning like it's not destroying your productivity, it's not destroying your ability to get the rent paid, it's not destroying your relationship because you're not paying attention to your significant other, then maybe it's not really an addiction. Maybe it's something you've got under control.
It's just a hobby. It's something you do.
Maybe it's a hobby. Maybe it's a benefit to your life. I mean, if you're using the screen to make your living, then that's a different story.
I mean, I think you and I share that in that we're, you know, we sit in front of a screen and that's how we make our dollars.
Yeah, right? If I'm not calling radio stations, sitting in front of a database of radio stations on the screen, I'm doing Bitcoin sales or something like that
on
a screen. And it's not to say that I don't enjoy being outside. Sometimes I sit outside on the screen.
Take a laptop outdoors. Technology is great.
I love sitting outdoors when the weather's nice.
Yeah, exactly. So if you want to comment, you know, are you video game addicted? When did you know that it was a problem for you? And because at some point, you should be able to, unless you're totally lost in whatever the addiction is, you should be able to realize, oh, whoops, I just lost my job. Maybe it's because I can't stop playing World of Warcraft or whatever, fill in the blank.
Or your job sucks. I mean, I guess that's the other side.
Or you suck at your job. There's always that possibility as well, where they were just waiting for you to be late so they could, you know, fire you because you were awful. But maybe the reason you were awful is because you're constantly on your phone
playing
a game, and you're not actually doing the things that you're supposed to do. I mean, who hasn't been at some restaurant or wherever and seen a waitress or whoever sitting on their phone when they should be tending to tables or cleaning something or whatever? It's so common. In fact, it's so common and problematic that a lot of smart restaurateurs are telling their staff, don't bring the phone in.
Oh, no phones on the floor or something like that?
Yeah, you want to be on your phone, put it in the car, and then on break, you can go check your messages. Because otherwise, it's not just games, you know. You got people on their chat apps and whatever else it is that they're doing.
Well, and like,
it's not just the staff either. It's the customers. Like, I've seen people out on dates where they're supposed to be interacting with each other, and they're both
just sitting on the phone.
I saw that the other day.
Now, how do you know they were on a date? It could be, you know, relatives.
Could be.
There was a couple sitting at the table next to me at the restaurant the other day, and they had said, you know, mid-30s or something, right, you know? And they had said something about, oh, yeah, date night or whatever. You know, I just kind of overheard the conversation. And then a little later on, both of them are on their phones, right?
No conversation.
Sitting across from each other. And, I, you know, I like to joke with people, so I walk by and I'm like, so are you guys texting each other?
Right? Oh, my God.
What did they say?
They're like, oh, no, ha-ha. You know, they laugh. I got the joke, but they're like, oh, no, we're just doing this other thing or whatever. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, it was funny.
It can be frustrating, though, for people, especially for parents who, you know, understandably want to have their kids experience being a kid. And for a lot of people, that means going out and playing, right? Like, in these days, it doesn't seem like it means that as often as maybe it did when we were younger or when our parents were younger. And so obviously people who are raising children want them to have a similar experience that they did, or maybe a better experience than they did, and they see the so-called screen time as being less than optimal. Now, whether that's true or not, I think is up for debate. But we'll continue here more on video game addiction. So, again, they're looking at South Korea, where the majority of adults and more than 90% of adolescents, I think I might have misstated that before, are video game players. Rising concerns over the effects of games on mental health have been met with skepticism. The debate intensified after the World Health Organization earlier this year officially added, quote, internet gaming disorder, unquote, to the 2022 edition of its international classification of diseases, which sets global standards for diagnosis. Can you really call it a disease?
That doesn't sound like a disease. A disorder, certainly, but disorder.
Disease? Yeah. Disease? Yeah, can you catch it?
I don't think it's contagious.
Is it going around?
Unless, you know, fun is contagious or whatever.
It seems to be contagious in Korea.
855-450-FREE like freedom. You can share your thoughts with us. Plus, how far back does gaming addiction go? Captain Kickass is going to show us. It goes way beyond video games. We'll look at the history coming up as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Do you have a qualified plan? An IRA, a 401k, or some other type of investment account? Would you like to learn how the ultra-wealthy take their retirement accounts and make them legally 100% tax-free? Have your money liquid and invest in literally anything you want to, completely tax-free with the blessing of the IRS. And no, it's not a Roth. Join us at dna.freetalklive.com for more details and your exclusive invitation to the free webinar on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Register now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
This is not rehearsed. I'm just some person that listened to the commercial and said, you know what? Fruits and vegetables, how can I go wrong? At one point, I was going to stop taking it. And then I got a message saying that even if you stop taking it, you still have your coat for 2 months. And that's when I really realized you people aren't looking for money. You really care about the human being and helping people. So to me, that is the most important thing.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. We're talking about video game addiction. It's one of those topics of our time, it feels like. But as Captain Kickass is going to reveal in a little bit, turns out gaming addiction actually far precedes video game addiction. That's just the latest version of it. We'll tell you more about that on the way here. You can join us. Maybe you want to tell us about your addiction. Maybe it's not you. Maybe it's somebody you know, somebody who's close to you that's currently suffering or previously had suffered. How did they get out of it? Or are they still stuck in it? If you want to share your story, you're welcome to join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Now, if you'd like to learn how the ultra-wealthy take their retirement accounts and make them legally 100% tax-free and have your money liquid and invest in literally anything you want to, completely tax-free with the blessing of the IRS, and no, it's not a Roth, you can visit dna.freetalklive.com and get an invitation to the free webinar that's going to be happening tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern. With Fortune DNA, they say that you can invest in anything that you want, 100% tax-free for you and your heirs, and use your money before you're 59 and a half without ever losing your principal. They will tell you that you can avoid the volatility of the market and put certainty back into your investing future, as well as keep full access to your money with Fortune DNA. You can join the ultra wealthy by using a 160-year-old investing program that is no longer exclusive. Visit dna.freetalklive.com for more details and the invitation to the free webinar happening tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time over at dna.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, a story from the Los Angeles Times, focusing initially in South Korea about how many people there are having difficulty with video game addiction, where they say that up to 90% of adolescents and the majority of adults are video game players. That's not to say that those people are addicted or have a problem. I would imagine if it's anything like drug addiction, it may be as much as 1% that have serious problems, because that's what the folks over at Law Enforcement Against Prohibition have cited as far as like serious drug addiction.
That sounds about right.
About 1%. It was, according to the story here, now you've got the World Health Organization adding internet gaming disorder to its international classification of diseases.
That's a horrible acronym, too. They could have come up with something trendy.
What's that, World Health Organization?
IGD.
Oh, IGD.
Yeah.
International Classification.
Internet gaming disorder.
Oh, gaming disorder.
Yeah, gotcha.
South Korea's mental health professionals say this is a welcome development, that the classification will broaden the understanding of the problem and improve treatment. Not sure how that is, but they're happy about it. They point to multiple incidents of gamers dying after playing for days with little food or sleep. In 2009, a couple became so consumed by games that they allowed their infant daughter to die of malnutrition.
Okay.
That's addiction.
I was about to ask, how do you play so much video games that you die? It's not the person playing the
game. Well, no, that has happened, where people who've played the games have died.
I've heard those stories, and we're out of Korea.
It's usually South Korea, where they have, you know, gaming tournaments, they have these internet cafes, and these addicts will go to these places and do nothing but play video games for multiple days straight, lack of sleep, lack of nutrition. Wow. It all compounds, you know, possible heart attack or whatever. I'm not sure what actually kills them. It may be a different thing in different cases,
right,
but it has been the case where they'll slump over dead or whatever.
It's got nothing to do with the massive caffeine beverages that the gamers seem to like, I'm sure.
It does have something to do.
It could.
The South Korean government has assembled a panel of experts and industry insiders to study the issue and could add gaming disorder to its own Korean standard classification of diseases as soon as 2025. The country's gaming industry argues the classification will have dire economic consequences. Only the United States, China, and Japan have bigger gaming sectors than South Korea, which exported $6 billion worth of games in 2017, more than 10 times what the country's K-pop music industry brought in. That's pretty amazing.
That's a lot of money.
Well, that's one thing that is true about video games these days, is I think it was like a decade ago where they crossed the threshold of being bigger as far as the number of dollars brought in to any given game than, say, blockbuster movies in Hollywood.
Right.
So it's become an even larger and more sort of mature industry in that way. I mean, obviously it hasn't been around as long, but to surpass blockbuster movies is a tremendous achievement. Now, obviously, that's not true of every game, but I think they call them AAA games, the games that come from the Electronic Arts, the Activisions, these big game production houses. It's not uncommon to see those rake in a lot of money.
Well, you know an industry is big when a sub-industry spawns on top of it where people just watch games.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a thing now, esports.
A big thing.
Yeah.
And Twitch. And by the way, we broadcast on Twitch. I haven't played a game on Twitch in probably 3 months.
Do you watch other people play games on Twitch?
No, I don't spend much time doing that. I have done it in the past, just when I was kind of learning about Twitch to kind of see what else was out there.
Yeah.
But I don't spend much time watching programming, period, let alone, you know, even seeing movies. Kim Jung Tae, a professor of game studies at Dongyang University and veteran game developer who signed on to a task force pledging to fight the disease classification, says it'll be a disaster. The entire ecosystem of the game industry could collapse. And I don't know, maybe that's what happens in Korea when the Korean government changes some classification, but I feel like that gives too much credit to the government. The idea that, you know, just because the government has now classified this as a disease is what, going to stop people from buying games?
I don't think it's going to have that much of an effect. The whole video game addiction thing, it seems to me like it's just a tiny percentage of people. If there was you have 90% of adolescents and the majority of adults in Korea playing some kind of video games. Have you seen Seoul? It is like this big, bustling, economic powerhouse.
Yeah.
If there was a big video game addiction problem, Seoul would not look like that.
True. I mean, you mean they wouldn't be getting anything done,
right?
Because people would be addicted to games.
This is just a very small subset of people that have a problem with video games.
Right, but making it seem larger than it actually is, of course, is good for the business of certain people who want to sell you pills or some sort of therapy.
It's good for the journalists, too.
Yeah, that's for sure.
News.
We'll talk about it. I mean, we've talked about this stuff over the last couple of decades here on Free Talk Live, and part of that is because a lot of our hosts are gamers, you know, or at least to some extent, or grew up with games and are certainly familiar with them. He called the push to recognize problematic gaming as an addiction a witch hunt perpetrated by psychiatrists and bureaucrats who stand to profit from funding the research and treatment, and as well as parents eager to explain away their children's academic failures. He said he worried, and not to mention the parents' failures as well, right?
Well, it begs the question, what defines addiction, right? Like, I have...
Usually it's a detriment to one's life. I think that tends to come along with the definition of addiction.
The best, you know...
Because otherwise it's just a habit.
The best street definition that's ever been given to me was you're addicted when it controls you instead of you controlling it. Right. So, like, I don't know if it's like booze or something, right? Are you trying to figure out when your next hit is going to be, when your next, you know, swig of, you know, the brown
juice is going to be? Is that what your life revolves around?
Like, if you start planning your life around when you're getting your next fix, then you're
that's
an addict,
a sign,
right?
Yeah, for sure. Or what happens when you take it away? What happens when the thing is removed? If the battery dies on the phone? If, you know, the power goes out or whatever?
Mom unplugs the thing, takes it away.
Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is calling on Republicans to get tougher and fight back as Democrats continue their impeachment inquiry. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says Democrats are leaving Republicans and the public in the dark.
They've all been done first with a vote of the full House. That wasn't done in this case. And then they've always been done in public. People remember the Nixon hearings that were done in committee. Again, everybody could watch it at home. You can't watch it today. The press is not even allowed in that room. It makes you wonder, what is Adam Schiff trying to hide from public view?
The Louisiana Republican was speaking there on Fox News. President Trump claims a ceasefire between Turkish and Kurdish forces is holding in northern Syria. Hosting a cabinet meeting at the White House, the president says it's very good news and that both sides have suffered losses before the ceasefire was agreed upon late last week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. How do you know when you're addicted? And this is one of those questions that does come up when we talk about things like this. When do you cross the line between addicted or from liking video games to being addicted to video games? The definition, according to dictionary.com, is addicted as an adjective, devoted or given up to a practice or habit or to something psychologically or physically habit-forming. Not the best definition here.
Yeah, I mean, like, working out could fit that definition, right?
You know, and there are people like that. There are people like that who are constantly working out.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's like folks who are like the extreme, like, weightlifters, and they have a personality type where they do that. But I mean, like, again, at what point, you know, I think that's something only an individual can really identify.
Well, right, because a certain level of gaming may have one effect on one person, but another person may be able to handle it. You know, maybe they've got more of a disposable income, so they have more free time, and, you know, playing the games won't lose them their job or something like that.
Right.
But, you know, there are people who've lost jobs, lost significant others, and so these are some of the telltale signs that you might have a problem.
I have to assume that you know, there's some sort of proposed or already in place government intervention.
You talking about the South Korea situation?
Sure.
Well, that's what we're looking at here with the Los Angeles Times story. We'll get back into that here. Plus, the history of gaming addiction goes way back beyond video games, and Captain Kickass will tell us about that coming up here. But I also want to let you know something I'm pretty into is cryptocurrency. over at local.bitcoin.com. You can buy or sell Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods. And it's finally a global trading platform that respects your privacy, meaning to sign up for local.bitcoin.com, you don't have to show them any identification. That makes that website very different from its competition.
So awesome.
All of its competitors that I've seen, they want to know who you are and where you're from. They want to see your ID. And local.bitcoin.com doesn't care about that because they don't hold your funds at any point during the process. And that's one of the things that makes them very different. You can use, as I said, dozens of payment methods. If you're a seller, keep in mind some payment methods are higher risk than others. So you do need to do your due diligence and find out what kind of risks you're taking. If you're a buyer and you're buying from a seller that's got good reputation, you're probably pretty safe to do that. So go to local.bitcoin.com to get started buying and selling Bitcoin Cash. As we continue here, where the gaming industry, obviously not happy to find out that the United Nations and the World Health Organization, for instance, WHO has added internet gaming disorder to its international classification of diseases. In South Korea, professor of game studies and veteran developer Kim Jung-tae says it'll be a disaster if this is added, the similar so-called addiction is added to the South Korean government definitions. He called the push to recognize problematic gaming as an addiction a witch hunt perpetrated by psychiatrists and bureaucrats, worrying that increased regulation would spur gaming companies to move overseas. Because one thing's for sure, it's not going to stop the development of gaming. There's such a demand out there for these products. They're more amazing, you know, in a lot of ways than they've ever been. It's a phenomenon that is not ever going to leave us.
Can you imagine being like sort of a, you know, a rogue, you know, game developer?
An underground game developer.
Like, oh, black market games.
Hey guys, can I crash on your couch? I'm on the lam. Why? What's going on? Yeah, I'm making video games.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, we laugh, but if it were to be outlawed somewhere, that's exactly what would happen.
You can't outlaw entertainment. People want their forms of entertainment.
Well, look at North Korea.
If you outlaw entertainment, then only outlaws will be entertained, I guess.
Well, or entertaining. I don't know.
And it drives a lot of people to become outlaws who had not before.
Right.
Because, yeah, look at North Korea. I mean, we're talking about the Koreas. North Korea does have entertainment outlawed. I mean, having a video game system is probably not even a possibility there, but getting files on a flash drive is a little bit easier. They
float those in on balloons.
Or where the sun don't shine. There's different ways to get a flash drive from one point to another. You know, you pay off some guards.
It's a suppository.
And you move product across the border. In this case, it's not drugs. It's flash drives with
movies.
With movies from Hollywood and South Korea, South Korean TV shows, K-pop, things like that. People will put their lives on the line because they're facing potential death. And certainly labor prison camp in North Korea if they get caught moving this stuff across borders.
I hope they're at least using like micro SD cards or something.
Well, you know, flash drives are pretty small.
Something a little more comfortable to
smuggle these days. I suspect they're moving more than one of them at a time as well. So the Ministry of Culture, Sports, and Tourism, which is tasked with promoting and supporting the gaming industry, has estimated the gaming disorder designation will reduce revenue by $9 billion over the next 3 years and cost 8,700 jobs. He said, the expert says, games like air are already a part of our lives. It has lobbied the World Health Organization to drop the classification and urged South Korea to reject it, putting it at odds with the health ministry. Mental health advocates say concerns the industry will come crashing down are overblown. Rung Sung Won, addiction specialist and professor of psychiatry, says, quote, "Alcoholics don't blame the company that makes the liquor. You don't stop manufacturing cars because there are automobile accidents." And I tend to agree with that
makes sense to me.
Rose said one of his patients was a video game addict who was hospitalized for a month for psychiatric care after the owner of an internet cafe got worried about him and called the police. Here's a tip. Owners of internet cafes, calling the police on your customer is probably not the best way to show your concern for that individual.
Especially not here.
It's a bad business model.
Yeah. Now, who do you call in that case? Well, I don't know. I mean, unless you know their mother's phone number or something like that, or their girlfriend or somebody who you could reach out to that cares about that.
It's like anything else, like a bar, you know, they'll have a bouncer, and if they don't, then it's the person who's sort of manning the stores.
So you're just saying toss him out.
You know? Well, I mean, if necessary, right? But
he's your customer.
Right. And that's
he's not causing a problem.
That's why you want
to toss him out. He's going to go to another cafe.
That's why you want to treat it with kid gloves and make sure you do that. Like, I would not trust the police to do the right thing in that situation. Not to mention the poor form of calling them on one of your customers, right? I mean, that's just...
But this is one of the reasons. I don't know if, you know, the Internet cafe owner may have been legitimately concerned he would end up with a dead body on his hands, because it says here the man had been playing for 72 hours straight.
These things are just a 24/7 operation.
Apparently,
I obviously am not an Internet cafe frequenter, but...
Well, in South Korea, they're probably more likely to be 24-hour, or at least in Seoul, which is a major city. If something like that opened in Keene, which it probably wouldn't be overnights in that case. But 72 hours straight, and when you hear about these people who are dying from their video game addiction, it usually comes after a 48 to 72-plus-hour-long streak of just non-stop going, no nourishment, no, you know, anything but maybe caffeinated beverages. Can't be good for you.
Yeah. I mean, what I would do is, you know, I would incorporate something into my business model, right? Like, you know, somebody running around offering free refreshments or something like that, you know, to make sure that folks stay hydrated and they sort of, you know, have a minute to look up from what they're doing.
Well, if they're paying by the hour to be there, and I don't know how they charge at these internet cafes.
Yeah, so I understand that it's by the hour.
Then you can afford to give them, you know, a little freebie, kind of like the casinos will give you some freebies if you're losing money.
Just some sort of courtesy person, you know, walking around checking on the welfare of your customers.
There clearly exists a population for whom this is a problem, said one of the experts. Still, there are divisions among mental health experts over whether excessive gaming should be classified as a mental disorder. Some say game addiction is, in most cases, a sign of other underlying mental health issues, including depression or ADHD. They also say it may be a manifestation of problems within the family, and the treatment needed may be for something other than the problematic gaming itself. Indeed, that could be trying to squash the symptoms rather than the cause. You know, where is this coming from? What is the reason why this person feels the need to escape their life for 72 hours straight?
Right, yeah, you got to address the issue.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Okay, we do get an estimate here coming up of the percentage of people, at least in the United States, that are potentially diagnosable with acute gaming disorder. We'll tell you that coming up here, and you can share your stories if you got them. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNlife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNlife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Are you a gaming addict? If so, you're probably not listening to us right now because you're playing whatever your favorite game is.
Pay attention.
You could have it on in the background.
You could. I don't know about you, but I know some people claim they can do it. I can't listen to talk radio if I'm doing something that requires thought.
Yeah, for me, video games, I always had to have, like, music in the background.
Yeah, music, you know? No problem. Yeah. I don't need to focus on that in order, you know, I don't have to pay
but
attention.
But, I mean, even as things change during the video game, the music changes, right? Like, you get into a more intense situation, the music intensity picks
That's a newer thing. You know, like back in the old days, they didn't have that. It was just the music was what it was for the level that you were on.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, now when things get more intense. Although I can play a game with music on in the background. Like if I turn the game volume all the way down and then just listen to music, that's fine.
Right.
But there's no way I can do it with talk radio. But if you're out there and you want to share your experience, you're welcome to join us. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We got Penguin X on the line on our Discord server.
Hey guys, I wanted to call in real quick about something that's going on, current events.
Sure.
Kind of have some things to say about contractualism, but I will save that for another day. Right now, there's a lot of major protest movements going on all over the world, but I wanted to discuss what's going on currently in Lebanon
now. Yeah, what is going on over there? Because we didn't get to that story this weekend.
Yeah, there's so many of them, but this one's going on, like, this is the most current happening right now. It's the people were in the streets. They started demanding the resignation of the government. They want the government out. So there's a major financial crisis. So of course there has to be a trigger. Major financial crisis where people can't get dollars. They're begging Lebanese businessmen overseas, and there are many, to come back and deposit U.S. dollars into their banks. They're having a major like cash liquidity crisis. Their currency is garbage.
Really? And what's it called? What's the Lebanese?
Currency? I don't even know. Honestly,
and don't say hash.
but they apparently like to use dollars.
The Lebanese pound. Perhaps that's what it is.
Yeah, they do a lot of stuff in dollars though, and it's they can't get any. And and also they have these problems, like they have like rolling blackouts and brownouts, and they can't. They can't get water infrastructure. And Lebanon used to be a modern country. Like, they've had a lot of problems, but they used to, it used to be a modern, you know, developed country, and it still is, but they're letting it decay with a all this corruption they're seeing at the top, and they just had enough.
Sounds a lot like California.
It does. Financial trigger here, you know, the local currency? Is there some sort of, you know, inflation occurring? Is it central banking involved? Do you know any of the details on the financial piece?
I don't. I'm not a big finance guy, so it has something to do with, you know, cash liquidity, and it's, you know, but that's like the trigger. Like, it could be bread prices, it could be, you know, end of subsidies for various reasons. But so the people are out in the streets, and they are, and you know, they're modern, you know, regular people. They're coming out irrespective of whether they're Christian, or which is it's a largely Christian and Muslim divided country. Christian, Sunnis, Shia, Druze, they're secular, they're all liberals, whatever. They're all coming out.
Now, are they on the same side on this?
Yeah, they're all mass protests, mass strikes. If they have, they're having fun with it. They're having, like, you know, food vendors and popcorn vendors, and they turn it into a giant street fest, but they're not going to disperse until the regime, ends, and they're demanding the end of the regime. So the Prime Minister, Saad Hariri, came out with this big announcement that was being broadcast saying, oh yes, we'll come, we thank you for, you know, raising our concerns and helping our country, and we will reduce the salary of politicians by half and return some public funds and do some and explore some other reforms, and they cut him off partway through the speech, and they say, we have none of it, we will not leave until the government resigns, all of you.
Wow.
And they're naming each politician one by one and saying, you got to go.
Now, is there any estimate on how many people are protesting? I'm seeing some photos that look like significant numbers. Have you heard anything at all?
I have not. I don't really know the exact numbers, but it's a massive amount of their population.
The AFP is reporting hundreds of thousands of protesters rallied yesterday.
CNN also reports hundreds of thousands.
Amazing, isn't it? I mean, what would it take to get Americans to give as much of a damn as some of the people in Lebanon and Hong Kong and Catalonia?
Probably for the NFL to go off the air.
I'm going with hyperinflation. I think once people find that their money is worth less, and I mean worthless, one word, that, you know, may have some more folks upset than normal.
Yeah, when millions of people can't get food with the same amount of money.
If you look at Greece as sort of an example, right? When you see that you get a paycheck today and it can buy, you know, a week's worth of groceries, and then you get a paycheck the following week and it can only buy a day's worth of groceries.
Yeah, that should be a hint.
Yeah, that's a bit of a red flag.
Penguin, I'm glad you brought it up. Was there anything else you wanted to share about it?
Nope, I just want to say it's ongoing, so keep an eye on it. It's going to be pivotal, and it's going to be maybe a whole new chapter in the whole thing going on with the Middle East and the Arab Spring, which was largely not so great, but this seems really promising.
All right. Hey, we'll definitely keep an eye on it, and thank you for the call tonight. Of course, if you notice something happening in the world, that's, you know, it's up to you to bring it to our attention. Because, you know, sometimes we don't know what's going on. There's a lot going on out there.
Right quick, this article from CNN says, as the public debt ballooned, its debt-to-GDP ratio trailing only Greece and Japan, the government sought to pass a series of austerity measures. Thursday proposed enforcing a tax on voice-over internet protocol costs on mobile phone applications such as WhatsApp. They're going to tax voice.
Chat apps.
Yeah, like, come on, you know.
That's pathetic. Well, yeah, I mean, if you want to make people angry, take away the things that they love.
Chris
right?
claims that was the straw that broke the
I bet it was.
It probably was. Yeah. You can't take that. You can't take away people's ability to communicate, or that is one of the things people will revolt over.
Amen.
I had a couple stories about. I had one from. Let's see, where was this one? The Independent. No, not the Independent. Yahoo, AFP, and then another one here from CNBC. Protesters have dismissed the Lebanese prime minister's promise of reform as country's banks stay shut. Let's jump into this now. I mean, we talked about video games. We can come back to that. But you take away people's chat apps on their phones, and that might actually give them a reason to get upset, finally, because their bread and circuses are potentially being taxed. Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri announced a wide-ranging reform according to CNBC, on Monday in an attempt, that's today, in an attempt to quell Lebanon's largest popular protests in 14 years. Banks have remained closed since Friday, threatening the financially beleaguered Middle Eastern country with a nationwide cash crisis and a run on the banks when they finally do reopen.
Yeah, that's what I think would trigger, you know, the United States of American population to do something, is when banks stay closed, they can't get the money that they quote-unquote have in the banks out, you know, the money they've worked for and saved and all that kind of thing. Like, to me, that's like when I think people, you know, in the country will do something.
Well, and the question is, when will something like that happen here? Because they've managed to stave it off pretty effectively so far.
Well, they're dumping, what, $60 billion a day, or at least they were for several days in a row, into the economy. So they're
the
just,
U.S. government?
Yeah. The Federal Reserve has been
printing money.
They're not calling it quantitative easing this time. They're
calling it something different.
Yeah, they haven't made up a new term that I've seen. They just said, oh, well, we're just going to add some more zeros to the amount of dollars in circulation electronically at the rate of like $60 billion a day. It might even be more than that, if I'm not mistaken. I thought I read $75 billion at some point per day. Per day, right? And, yeah, you know, the folks at the bottom of the economy never realize, you know, any of that money coming in. It always filters down through from the top down as far as the economic ladder is concerned.
So right now it's unknown when the banks are going to reopen. The plan includes a 2020 budget targeting a deficit of 0.6% of GDP, halving the salaries of lawmakers and ministers, which it'd be nice to see that. I mean, that's pretty unusual for a politician to actually propose reducing their own salary, which must mean they feel like they are under severe threat.
They should be shaken in their drawers.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Having the salaries of lawmakers and ministers, eliminating entire public bodies of certain ones, which ones I'm not sure, but a draft law to restore looted state money, and importantly, no new taxes. The protesters, who've been counted at more than a million across Lebanon for the past 5 days in historic demonstrations, are not convinced. People who took to the streets from across their numerous cities, sects, and religious groups in a mass rejection of the status quo told CNBC that the promises are, quote, not enough, that they are, quote, old announcements, and that, quote, people won't stop until the government is disbanded. Damn, maybe we need to be moving to Lebanon.
I've got my passport.
The FLP.
More coming up here. Free Lebanon Project.
That's right.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's more to say about this. If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us. Hour number two is next, and this is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad, and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. My comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veterans tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.